don't have enough time to sit down and read all the best Bitcoin articles? Well, let us read them for you. This is a Cryptoconomy Quick Read. Welcome, everybody, back to another Cryptoconomy Quick Read. Today, I've got one from CryptoCoreMedia.com. And I think it's important to kind of get a overview of the people in the space, who's doing the development, who's, you know, influential in what's happening. And this is an article about Peter Wella. It basically introduces him and kind of gives an overview of his contributions to the protocol. Let's go ahead and jump into it. Again, this was CryptoCoreMedia.org. It's written by Nuno Menezes and was published on April 19th, 2018. It is titled, Peter Wella, Championing the Ongoing Bitcoin Development. Peter Wella is one of the most influential Bitcoin Core developers. He joined the Bitcoin train in 2010 and has been one of the most active Bitcoin developers since 2011. He's the co-founder and core technical engineer at the well-known blockchain-based company Blockstream. He was also responsible for the design of SegWit and many other innovations in the Bitcoin code. Who exactly is Peter Wella? Peter was born in Belgium and raised in the city of Leuven. After finishing high school, he studied computer science at KU Leuven, where he also finished his PhD research. After completing his studies, he went to Switzerland to work as an engineer for Google. This was when he got acquainted with Bitcoin. He then went on to become a head member of Bitcoin Core and co-founded Blockstream. Nowadays, he's a prominent figure in the world of Bitcoin and is considered one of the flagship cryptocurrency's code masters. If you Google Wella, you will most likely find some interesting Chuck Norris-like facts about him. A man who values his privacy. Peter Wella is a man who values his privacy. There is not much to find about him on the internet other than what we have already reported so far. His webpage takes us back to the 90s. You won't find anything there aside from a link to send him an email. You can find some information about him on the Bitcoin Wiki. Other than this and a few papers, there isn't much information about Peter. Wella has no Facebook account, or at least you won't find any profile with his name over there or on Instagram. He's quite a mysterious character, following much of the footsteps of the original Bitcoin creator, Satoshi Nakamoto. Peter Wella's contribution to Bitcoin. Wella found out about Bitcoin in 2010. Back then, he was a regular member and user of the most popular Bitcoin forum, Bitcoin Talk. It was there that he saw a contest released by Hal Finney in which he was offering a 20 Bitcoin prize to the first developer who could solve a coding puzzle. Finney was one of the early adopters and the most prominent figure in the Bitcoin world after Satoshi. With the contest, he was trying to lure a new breed of developers to Bitcoin, as well as looking to test the overall community knowledge on the blockchain theme. Wella was one of the coders that tried to solve the puzzle. He didn't win the contest, but at the time he was so attracted by the code that he became very eager and curious to understand the whole matrix of the code. After that, his popularity climbed within the community. In 2011, he was already one of Bitcoin Core's most influential developers. Many other Bitcoin Core members, as well as his colleagues over at Blockstream, consider him to be probably the only person who fully understood the Bitcoin software protocol as a whole. This was the fundamental reason why he was able to integrate so many significant changes into the code in a short period. In fact, he's still working hard to improve SegWit and never loses time with any debates, as he always is, quote, too busy writing code. Wella has been working tirelessly on the software upgrade. He is the second most actively participating coder contributing to the development of the Bitcoin code base, right after Vladimir von Delon. He has been particularly committed to the improvement of Segregated Witness, the most important software update made on the Bitcoin software so far. this was the most significant contribution made by Wella to address the scalability issue. Segregated witness. Segregated witness, or SegWit, was one of the most significant innovations to the Bitcoin code that Peter Wella single-handedly authored. SegWit was introduced in 2015, at a time when scalability was the word of the day. SegWit is defined by the process of increasing the block size limit by removing unnecessary data from the transaction, such as removing the signature data. By eliminating these bits of redundant data, the process opens a lot of space on a block for many more operations. With a SegWit fork, there was no need to increase the block size itself, but instead taking unwanted information out to give space for a lot more transactions. Apart from this, SegWit also paved the way for new implementations, such as Lightning Network and Schnorr signatures. SegWit was undoubtedly the most important software update to date. Peter Wella is indeed a critical asset to the Bitcoin development. Without him, there is no way to tell what would become of Bitcoin and what the best answer to the scalability problem would be. Wella is the developer that championed the latest revolution in the Bitcoin software. It is safe to say that we will undoubtedly see a lot of fantastic work from him in the years to come. And that will conclude our article from CryptoCoreMedia.com by Nuno Menezes. I thought this was pretty cool. It was a short little article, but it was a good introduction to Peter Wella. And I think that's really important to kind of get to know and see what all these developers are doing and kind of where they started from. And I enjoyed this one. Peter Wella has been in a long time developer, and I've been following him for a very, very long time. I think I started following him probably back in 2011, 2012. Everything he's done has been interesting. I watch all his talks, even though he's incredibly soft-spoken, and he's fascinating to listen to. But I do have, while this article did a decent introduction, I have a little bit of an issue with their explanation of SegWit. Granted, the article clearly wasn't trying to explain the SegWit protocol change, so wasn't even the purposes of the article. But essentially, they made it seem like SegWit was specifically for scalability, and it actually wasn't. That was a side thought or an afterthought that came after SegWit was used to solve a bug, and that bug was referred to as the malleability bug. And every transaction essentially has a transaction ID, which is dependent upon the information inside that transaction. And it's so that you can use that ID to A, look it up in the blockchain very quickly, and B, also confirm that none of the data has been changed. However, what the malleability bug was is that you could change, without changing any of the important information, like the amounts or the inputs or outputs, like where it was going to, you could actually change the signature inside a transaction and still make it valid, but it would produce a new transaction ID. So this little quirk actually caused a number of headaches, particularly with trying to verify scripts in a transaction, which are in the signature data, and also watching for your transaction on the blockchain. If they could broadcast it under a different ID, then you're not looking, unless you have a complete full node watching the blockchain, you're looking for an ID that never actually confirms. So this was actually supposedly what screwed over Mt. Gox, is they used this trick to essentially hack their withdrawal system, and that ID, which is kind of like a receipt number, you could make the receipt, keep the receipt valid, but change the receipt number, and then they would look up the old receipt number, see that it had never confirmed, and reissue the withdrawal. Or at least as I understand it, I might dig back through, and, you know, it might be good actually to do, I'll just find an article that breaks down SegWit. I know there's a number of those really good ones out there. I think actually Aaron Von Wertheim has a good one on that topic. I'll dig through my past articles to kind of break down what SegWit was for and what made it an improvement. But again, the scalability was an afterthought. And the purpose of removing the signature and putting it in its own data tree was so that you could secure both pieces of information and they weren't dependent upon each other. They were both valid separately. As a consequence, because you removed that information, they allowed new nodes to adapt to what's referred to as the block weight limit, and old nodes, still confined to the block size limit, would essentially just have a placeholder in the signature. So they became, old nodes became scarcity auditors, like they ensured that no Bitcoin was ever created and also confirmed the rules of the blockchain, but they did not confirm the signature or scripting information, which was now the job of the new nodes that wanted to take or make use of the broader, more complicated scripting and other advantages of the new scripting of the new signatures. So, but like I said, we'll actually just read an article about SegWit to kind of get a better understanding of what Peter Wulla had designed and what this protocol change itself meant for Bitcoin. There's actually quite a bit of FUD around that too in some of the communities around Bitcoin. So I think that'll be really useful, and we'll do that next. So make sure to follow me at The Crypto Economy and on Medium, and obviously subscribe to the iTunes podcast. If you want to learn more about SegWit, I'll have one coming here shortly. And also don't forget to check out CryptoCoreMedia.com, and I'll be sure to tag Nuno Menezes, if I can find him on Twitter, and also Peter Wulla. Be sure to check out his Twitter page and also his GitHub page if you want to see all the massive amount of contribution he has made to Bitcoin and a number of other projects actually as well. So again, this will conclude our Crypto Economy podcast. I hope you guys take it easy, and I'll catch you next time.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.